Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, November 12th, 2017. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. Her sermon today is Selfish Bridesmaids. The gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13.
Scripture today comes from the gospel according to Matthew. This is chapter 23, verses 1 through 13. It's a story about bridesmaids carrying lamps. And so here's a small lamp that I had bought when I was in the Middle East, and I thought I'd just pass that around so you kind of have a little sense of what we might be talking about here. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight, there was a shout, 'Look, here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there won't be enough for you and for us. You'd better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" Please join me in a word of prayer. God of wisdom, help us to be ready for you, to startle us by your word today. We pray you would give us your interpretation through the power of your Spirit. Amen. Jesus taught in parables, and parables are twisty. Parables are these short stories that can be simultaneously full of familiar images and full of mystery and things that confound us. Parables are these open-ended, these figurative, these indirect ways of speaking. And because of that, they can come across differently at different stages of your faith. They can come across differently when you identify with a different character in the story. And they're an effective way to teach spiritual lessons, because sometimes spiritual lessons don't fit in nice, neat little boxes. Even in a short parable, there can be something to wrestle with, to turn over, to turn inside out. And so on the surface, this parable for today, to me, didn't seem to have that twisty quality, because the interpretation of the parable simply gets tagged on to the end of it. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The admonition for the hearers of this parable is to be prepared, to be awake, to have extra oil for the bridegroom to come, presumably Christ. And so we go, okay, done. It's a parable about waiting, not knowing the time, and being prepared. But that straightforward interpretation bothered me a little bit this week as I started to turn and twist this parable inside out, or maybe conversely allowed this parable to turn me inside out. Because one of the ways to do this is to kind of make an allegory. So you go, oh, the bridesmaids, they're the faithful, prepared Christians. Those foolish bridesmaids, they're the unfaithful, kind of lazy folks. And then the bridegroom equals Jesus. We make these one-on-one correlations and allegories. But then what do you do with a Jesus who locks the door and says, I don't know you? Especially when it's the bridegroom and members of the bridal party? Shutting the door and saying, I don't know who you are? Doesn't sound a lot like the Jesus that I know. Doesn't sound like a loving, welcoming voice. And then I got to looking at those wise bridesmaids. And in my reading of this parable again and letting this parable poke at me in different directions, I wasn't so happy with those wise bridesmaids. I kind of wanted to shake them. Okay, Jane's with me on this, right? Why do they get to be called wise? Because yes, they were prepared, but they were rather selfish. Yeah? Okay, and they were unhelpful, right? So they're selfish when the five foolish ones say, hey, can you share a little bit? They go, no. There might not be enough for you and for us. So, first of all, how did those wise ones know if it would be enough or not be enough? From what we hear in the parable, they had just heard the voice saying, the bridegroom's coming. Is he a block away? And they're saying, nope, sorry. And it strikes me as, again, such a different message from the times when Jesus says things like, if someone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2. And if they want your cloak, give them your cloak and your coat as well. Secondly, those wise bridesmaids go give some advice to those foolish bridesmaids. They say, go out to the store and get some more. But the setting is midnight. How many places can you go buy oil at midnight? Probably not too many. And so it's not going to be an easy or short search. So I'm not sure these wise bridesmaids are given very wise advice. And then thirdly, I got to thinking about after the wedding has begun, and those five bridesmaids have sauntered into the well-lit banquet. Are they at all responsible for the five foolish ones who got left out in the dark? And so that when the bridegroom comes and says, we don't know you, where are they going? Well, we knew them. They were with us for most of the night. They just missed the last, moments when you were there. And so between the selfish actions of the supposed wise bridesmaids and a Christ figure who closes and locks the door and says, I don't know you, I'm feeling rather uncomfortable and disturbed by this parable. And I'm supposed to be the one preaching on it. And there's supposed to be hope and good news in here too. Because parables are twisty, and they're meant to be those conundrums and flipped and looked at from different angles. And so although it might have been safer to go back and say, yes, be prepared, have your oil, have your extra, check off the boxes and go home, it seemed more faithful to stay in the questions and uncertainties of this parable than to make it fit a nice, neat interpretation and a nice, neat, tidy package. So hang in here with me and we'll see if we can dig something else out of here. But at the end of my sermon, I'd be curious to hear how you all play with this as well. To know that there's wisdom in the room and that the parable might have twisted and poked at you in even a different way. So there are the wise bridesmaids with the extra oil, and the foolish bridesmaids who weren't ready. But then I started to notice who fell asleep. All of them fell asleep. All 10 fell asleep, the wise and the foolish. And so the final admonition in this parable, keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day or the hour, does not apply to only half of the folks who are there. The keep awake applies to all 10 bridesmaids. For even the wise, or as we're looking at today, the supposedly wise bridesmaids, failed in their responsibility. I think another clue to interpreting this parable comes from its context in the Gospel of Mark. So last week we looked at scriptures about who's exalted and who's humbled, and noticed that this section of the Gospel of Matthew is taking place 2 days before the Last Supper, 3 days before the crucifixion. And so for this parable today, it was helpful for me to remind you this morning that this is 2 days before Jesus prays in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember that? And in the garden, Jesus tells the disciples, "You're all going to desert me because of this night." And then he takes a few disciples, just Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, perhaps some of his closest disciples, some of the ones who have been listening to him, the ones who had just listened to this parable 2 days before. And he calls them into the garden and he says, "Sit here while I pray." And what do those disciples do? They fall asleep. And 3 times Jesus goes to pray, and 3 times those disciples are asleep. Even after they had heard this parable saying, "Keep awake, for you don't know the time." Even after specific and face-to-face instructions from Jesus to stay awake, Peter and the two sons of Zebedee couldn't do it. But even if the disciples slept and the disciples had disobeyed, God's plan for salvation through Jesus carried forth anyways. For Jesus, the journey of the cross is not dependent upon the faithfulness or faithlessness of those who follow him. There's good news for us in that. For each of us, at times, may have been selfish, like the supposed wise ones. And each of us has certainly been foolish in being unprepared or irresponsible. And certainly, each of us has grown tired and weary and unable to sustain our attention and faithfulness, even at the times that it's asked for the most. But Christ dies for us while we were still sinners. And in that, Christ doesn't lock the door or lock anyone out. Because if our salvation was dependent upon our abilities to stay awake, to stay prepared, we would be lost. But instead, we are found, we are claimed, and we are rescued by Jesus Christ. So I wonder, going back to this parable of another interpretation, I wonder if the foolishness of those foolish women was more than not remembering to take the extra oil. This may be a stretch, I get it. But what if the foolishness was not listening to the voices who told them to leave the area and go find oil? Because even if those who were unprepared, those with flickering dim lamps, those who were holding a lamp going, "Hi, sorry," had been at the door when the bridegroom came, that they had been let in. And that the bridegroom might be gracious and forgiving. And that when the doors opened and there was enough light on the inside, that all could be welcomed in. I'll confess, this isn't the traditional common reading of this parable, but like I've been saying, parables are twisty things. And perhaps our keeping awake today is to be awake to having new looks at even familiar things and things that we think that we know. To let this parable shake us out of what we think we know, and to let Christ disturb us anew. Thanks be to God.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.